On May 7, 2000, the Arizona Republic ran an article that began with the headline, LA Schools to Hold Back Thousands. Paraphrasing, the article made the following points. The nation's second largest school system backed down from plans to flunk huge numbers of students that year. Los Angeles Unified School District officials originally expected to hold back as many as one-third of the system's 711,000 students, or 237,000, but the promotion guidelines were relaxed out of concern that mass flunkings could cripple schools. That is correct. They needed to flunk over a quarter of a million students because they could not attain basic reading, writing, and arithmetic standards. Officials passed the students because the flunkings would cripple the schools. I wonder what this will mean to a student who is crippled scholastically for life. This is an example of an industry in lag. Obviously, students have changed, but the school system continues with its traditional ways of attempting to educate. Scholastic education is more important than ever before, but our educational system fails to keep pace with the times, so a student's scholastic education is sacrificed while we wait for the system to change. My real dad was at one time the head of the teachers' union in Hawaii. Because of him, I understand why the union is important to the teachers, and I do empathize with many of the teachers' concerns. I also empathize with the students and am concerned about the long-term impact of their not receiving an adequate education at this period of time when education is more vital than ever. When you look at professional education, again, its importance is striking. For example, a person with only a high school diploma may earn $10 per hour right out of school. If that same person should go to electrician school, their hourly rate could easily jump to $50 or more. When you multiply that $40 per hour difference by 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, over 40 years, the investment in professional education is one of the best returns on time and money anyone can make. When you understand that most medical doctors invest an extra 10 to 15 years beyond high school to become a doctor, it is no wonder they feel they deserve a little bit more in pay than the rest of us. Regardless of whether you do well in school or not, and regardless of whether you go on to become a doctor or janitor, we all need some basic financial education. Why? Because regardless of what we do or who we become, we all handle money. I have often wondered why we do not teach much about money in school. I have often asked educators this question, and have heard responses such as, "We do teach economics in school," or "Many of our students learn to invest in the stock market," or "We offer a junior business program for students who are interested in business." Again, I realize that the people in the system are teaching what they know and are doing the best they can. Yet if you ask most bankers, they will tell you that they are looking for more than a stock portfolio or the student's grades in economics. But for most people, highly educated or not, it is not what they know that is costing them money. It is what they do not know that is most expensive. Let us take just one subject as an example of lack of education, and that subject is taxes. Most of us realize that taxes are our single largest expense. We are taxed when we earn, spend, save, invest, and die. Now, compare the difference in taxes an employee pays as compared to what a business owner pays. The dollar amount over 40 years is staggering. One of the reasons so many people who go to school, get good grades, and get a good job struggle financially is simply because most of their money goes to the government, the same government that educates us or fails to educate us. And taxes are just one small subject in the world of financial education. Now compute the cost of what happens to a person who cannot read a financial statement, much less know what a financial statement is, or what happens to a person who does not know the difference between an asset or a liability, good debt and bad debt, debt versus equity, or the differences between passive income, earned income, or portfolio income. It is the lack of this basic financial education that undermines a person's basic financial intelligence. It is this lack of financial intelligence that causes many people to work hard professionally, often earning a lot of money, but fail to get ahead financially. They may have job security, but many never find financial security. My rich dad often said, "Financial intelligence is not how much money you make, but how much money you keep, how hard that money works for you, and how many generations you pass that money on to." One of the main reasons that poor and middle-class kids start with a financial handicap in life is that their parents pass nothing on to them financially. It is hard to include in your will your job and your company pension plan. I know, because my parents left very little money for their kids to move forward on, while Rich Dad gave his children millions of dollars in financial head starts. It is estimated that when John Kennedy Jr. died, he passed on hundreds of millions of dollars to each of his sister Caroline's two children. Take a moment to think how your life might have been different if you had a $100 million head start. What could you do with your life rather than get up and go to work?